kau dapat kenal lebih buruk kayak kapan dulu.
I want everyone to know that Papa the King, you know, it's a small kingdom, right? But it's mighty. You know, I'm going to buy a brand new car, and I want to get, you know, a Range Rover Equinox.
That's not even what it's called.
What's it called?
It's an Evoque.
What's Equinox?
It's a gym.
High-end gym.
What's that song? Oh, Xanadu. That's different, right? Yeah. I'm sorry, my bad. But so I want to get a new car, and so I've been going to lots. I went to Toyota, and I just realized, konnichiwa. You know, I've done
What's up, baby?
What's up? Konnichiwa, I've done it. I've done Toyotas all my life.
Have you done all Toyota models, though? What Toyota models have you had?
I've had a station wagon. I don't know models. Here's the deal, guys. And before you get into your car culture fucking judgment.
I'm not into car culture.
When I rent a car, I go to the lot, and they go, what kind of car? I go, I don't give a fuck. Does it move? Yes, then I'll get it. In terms of like, when I'm in a car and somebody goes, isn't it smooth? I go, I don't know.
Then get a Corolla. It's reliable. I know, you'll drive it till you're 100.
But you're not listening, okay? That I want to get something outside of the Japanese family. I love the Japanese, right? So I'm thinking, Range Rover sounds American to me.
Why never Korean? Why not Hyundai? Hyundai.
I couldn't find a lot. I went to Pasadena. I went over to the Sherman Oaks. There was no Hyundai. You know how you go to, there's like that one street?
Yeah.
Where, you know, and I walk up and down. I act like a fucking asshole too.
What do you do?
Because I don't wear my beanie because I want people to think I have money.
Wait, what?
Because when I go into Cadillac, right? It's just, when you go in there, it's like uncomfortable. So I do this thing with my hair.
I'll
go.
All right, so you're on the lot.
I'm in there, and I'll just, I don't know why I'll just do this.
They're like, that guy's got money.
That's very blue blood of you.
Yeah.
Korean royalty does that.
I think it's very royal the way I do it.
Yangbang.
And they go, hello, hello. And I go, hello, what car, how much is this? You know, what's the GPA drive shift? Well, I don't know what the fucking terminology
is. The GPA.
But I've never even seen a fucking Fast and Furious fucking movie. That's why, that's how little I know about cars. I don't give a shit. So I based cars on the way I look. So this Range Rover
Evoque,
right? It looks like a giant pill bug, like a tank.
Yeah, but that Malibu Barbie would drive. You want to be Malibu Barbie?
Yeah, I love Malibu Barbie. Out of all the Barbies, she's my favorite.
She's the most popular.
Racist.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
the Black Barbie is okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I love Black Barbie as well. Is there an Asian Barbie?
They just came out with one, I think.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. As of 2022.
You're right, because growing up, I only had white Barbies in Asia.
Yeah.
They call it Bobby.
I gave
Lisa. They don't do the R.
They call it Bob.
No, this is what I call you. Barbie.
Barbie.
Malibu Barbie.
So then you suggested the BMW MX?
X6M. Here's your Evoque for people.
Yeah.
I understand why it's
cute.
Look at
that one.
They're just not good cars, sweetie.
It's a good silhouette.
The silhouette's nice. And the back is nice. And look at that one. That's the one. That's the one I
want to
get.
Here's what's going to hurt my heart.
What?
I know what you want to do in terms of like putting a wrap, like customizing your whatever dream car.
Yeah.
You're going to spend $150,000 on like a $20 car. And that's what's going to hurt my feelings. Because ultimately Range Rover is a great brand for like some of their models, but just not this one. It doesn't even have a good Edmunds rating.
All right. What's the one above it then? What's the one above it?
What do you mean above it?
Get a real Range Rover.
A Range Rover that's like a little bigger than that one that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't get the Sport. Get the real Range Rover then.
They're so big though.
It's huge.
They look like Chappelle Lacey.
You're just driving around,
they're just too big.
What about the self-driving Tesla, the X?
I don't do Teslas.
Why?
I just don't like my friend Gene has one. I go in, I don't like it. It's just got a screen and then that's it.
But then
I like little gadgets and things.
Like gas prices are like $8, like a gas.
Plus, it's you're saying fuck. I don't know where to electrify no car.
George, tell him where.
At home, you don't even have. Oh, thanks. Oh,
yeah, at home. What?
Go ahead.
At home.
At home. You just plug it in at home. You never have to find a gas station ever again.
What if I go to Wyoming? Damn. I drive to Wyoming.
It never
right?
will.
No, I'm just saying, what if? Let's just scenario-wise. Apocalypse.
They have charging stations?
You do have to plan.
There is no charging stations from on the 10.
In Laramie?
When you go out into the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Love charging stations in the desert.
That's exactly where they have it.
You can just route your whole your whole travels through America.
And you can sleep.
Charging
sleepy.
Station to charging station.
You can take nappy naps.
Uh-huh. And they got like the doors that go up like wings.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
They're so expensive too.
it's up
they're
there.
They're really expensive.
It's up there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're talking about like $100,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not, you know, I was going to name a comic. I'm not Anthony Jeselnik.
Mm. What does he drive?
Probably something so fancy.
Mm. Yeah. He seems like someone who would choose something very functional and reliable.
Yeah. What a functional guy, huh?
I love him.
I love him too. He's a little snooty. Cut that out. Cut that part out. Cut that part out.
Do you want a Kai Bai Bo?
Kai Bai Bo what?
If I win, I get to choose what car. Mm. If you win, you get to buy your little Bart Malibu.
No, I'm not doing no Kai Bai. I'm not 50. No, I'm being real.
Kai Bai Bo with the. Come on.
You're being. What?
I don't even know what this game is. Right, you guys explain the rules.
You do the.
This is
on
scissors.
Three.
This is rock. This is paper.
All right, on three. Okay, what scissors?
Scissors.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
Yeah. Kai Bai Bo.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
Kai Bai Bo.
All right. Kai Bai Bo.
Okay, you're 1-0.
It's
up to three.
No, that's not what it is. I'm kidding.
Range Rover Evoque.
Range Rover Evoque, baby.
Let's go.
I love it. Thank you, Lord. I believe in God now. I really do believe in God now, and I think he did that. I'm getting one. You know what? I'm going to do it in spite.
You're going
to
buy it.
No, I honestly would love to see you in an Evoque. I think there's such a perfect car for you.
What is she doing, Bobby? What is she doing?
She's doing mind manipulations, and I don't like it.
No, honestly, sweetie, there is no better match for you, I think, than this Evoque.
For the last 2 days, you've been saying, are you...
I changed my mind. I think it's so perfect for you. Please get it tomorrow. Please?
You know, the last couple of days, you've been calling me that word that you're not allowed to say in Florida anymore. All right, so I'm just gonna let you know. All right, you've been using that word.
No,
a lot.
I've been calling you fluid.
If you get a Vogue, you say you're gonna be you're that word.
I've been calling you.
I don't use that word anymore.
Please buy it tonight.
Yeah, yeah. See, don't. I'm not doing that. What do you think, George?
I think it's a bad car. It'll break down all the time.
Mm. Gilbert,
and it's not even 4-wheel drive.
Gilbert,
it's not even 4-wheel.
If you put a 50K on customization, I'm okay with it.
Okay with it.
Wait, can he customize a 4-wheel drive into that?
Yeah, you get a 4-wheel drive.
All right, I'm not gonna. Wait, in terms of customization, what do you mean?
Rams,
I was gonna get a
wrap.
No, I'm gonna get a matte
black
wrap.
Yeah.
Right. Probably a dark gray or midnight purple.
Mm-hmm.
I like the purple.
Midnight purple, very royal.
Right? And in the rims, what can I do? More of a goldy kind of thing.
I'm not into gold. You look like a fucking Laker on wheels.
A pimp?
Maybe like a little reddish hue.
Are you trying to run a harem?
I mean, I do have a human trafficking business on the side. You know what I mean?
Well, it's going to look like
so
it.
Is that the color scheme you like? It's like gold.
How dope does that look?
Purple, that looks good.
Purple.
Or the yellow. Look at the purple and the yellow. How dope does that look?
Carl, that's going to be on your driveway.
That's Lakers.
That's Lakers.
Yeah, I love the Lakers. I love
LA,
Kareem.
Baby.
I love Kareem.
I just honestly think you should stick to the Toyota family.
Okay. I'm not. You know, no offense to the Japanese.
Great people.
How about a Honda? Honda.
Yeah, Hondas are great.
I went in there. They were kind of rude.
Hey, why don't you do this?
Yeah.
Get like an old school 90-something Honda hatchback.
Trick
and
out.
Then soup it up. And then put a spoiler in it so you look like...
I want
like
a brand new car, bitch.
No, you want it so you can look like Hot Import Nights.
No, I don't want to look like that. Because I grew up with that in Mira Mesa in San Diego. All those Asians, those Vietnamese
That's
people
what I want you to,
had rice rockets. Yes. They used to call it. I'm not doing a rice rocket.
Bring it back.
What about Lexus?
I think it's a kind of AG car.
It's AG. It's a little AG.
Yeah, it's AG.
I went in there. It was like a little weird. Oh, I also, really? When you go in there, I base it on... The reason why I want to get the Land Rover, the Equinox...
Evoque.
Once I buy it, I'll know it. Because I'm going to read it all the time.
You'll learn.
Yeah, I'll learn it, I promise. But I went in there in Pasadena, and the dude that was there is a huge Tiger Belly fan.
That's what sold you. I know it is.
That's what it is.
And that's exactly
like,
what it is.
Just papaya.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, hey, make sure you come to me, dude, when you come, right? And I go, I promise.
And the hair flip.
Yeah, and I did the hair flip, promise, right? So I think that's also... When I went into the other lots, they were standoffish, a little like...
Judgy, maybe?
Hoity-toity, you know what I mean?
But I bet the Tiger Belly fan drives a Toyota. Even if he works at Range Rover. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ask him what he drives.
That's interesting. We should call I'm not going to make assumptions.
We should call him. What's his name?
Mohammed.
Love it already.
I think. Hold on. I have his card.
Mohammed, what do you drive?
No, a Subaru. Oh, I like the Subaru.
I love Subarus.
Oh, Subarus are good.
Great cars.
Hey, those are good.
The Wilderness. Should I get that then?
You know what's really good? The new Volvos.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Oh, Volvo.
They look so pretty. Have you seen them?
They are. Hold on.
I like Volvos.
He's not Mohammed. Sam.
Okay. Why do you always get Arabic?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's my phone?
No, don't call him.
He's not Mohammed.
Hi, Sam.
Yeah.
Call him.
Okay. Did he really know who you were?
Oh, you're lying?
No, he's not a Tiger Lily fan.
He's a Bobby Lee fan.
He's a Bobby Lee fan.
Okay, got it. Hi.
Stories.
This is Bobby Lee's assistant.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But don't punk him, dude, because now I'm going to...
Hey, this is Sam. Leave a message.
Just leave a message.
Please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax, press 4
Send a fax. Send a fax.
Leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, Sam. My name's Kalila. This is Bobby Lee's assistant. Can I start over?
It's the heart. Oh my God. My heart.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? At the end of your message, press 1.
The fuck, Kalila? Yeah.
Hi, Sam. This is Kalila, Bobby Lee's assistant. He came to see you over the weekend and was interested in the Range Rover Evoque, but he wanted to know what car you personally drive. So if you could give me a call
back. That's not what I said.
You're supposed to hit star to erase, not hang up. Because that message is going to go through.
Really?
Oh, my God, Bobby.
You didn't send it.
It went through.
You didn't send it.
Oh my God.
You know, it goes through automatically if you don't hit star to erase.
Oh no, I can't get one of you fucking sabotage me, bitch. No, I can never fucking call him again. Oh my God. Give me the fucking card. Oh my God. I cannot get a fucking. You just fucking sabotage me.
There are other.
You got your Audi. Did I go to the Audi guy and fuck you up?
Oh,
you know
God.
What? You've been driving my Audi more than me.
Okay, good. Because your niece has my car. She has to go to college every
day. That's the problem, right? Is because the reason for the new car is...
Right, and so Jules is just gone, and she takes the car.
Wow.
All day.
An adult.
But I think that we should have her buy the car from us, but you don't believe in that.
No. Because I'll tell you why. Jules is like my daughter. I don't have any kids, so all my, like, fatherly instincts go to her. And when I was a kid, my parents got me anything I wanted. So
I'll keep that.
Yeah, so I do that too. Yeah. What does that scare you? Because to have kids?
Yeah.
No, because here's the deal, dude.
I don't want spoiled little shit.
You won't because we're gonna if we have kids, you're gonna be the mother.
And
now,
they're
if you pass
all,
away, she's the, our kids are fucked.
They're all gonna have MTA bus passes, and that's a fact.
Yeah, but they're also gonna have Audis in the garages for the weekend.
just for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna give them like.
You gotta like. They have to learn a little bit of grit, sweetie. You can't just
when
like,
I was 17,
give them everything.
When I was 17 years old, I went to rehab, and when I left the rehab, I go, well, since I went to rehab, can you send me to Hawaii with my friends?
Nice.
And my parents were like, ugh. I go, it's gonna be good because I believe in God, and I think, you know, when I'm out in nature, you know what I mean. I kind of manipulated it, and they bought it.
Wow.
They bought it. You know what I mean. So that's my point. And look at me now. I came out. I came out okay.
He's getting an Evoque.
I'm getting an Evoque or a, you know what I mean, M6 at BMW. What's the matter? Tongue tied? shocked?
Cack out your tongue?
Huh?
God damn.
What?
I mean, look, that's how you want to raise children. That's fine.
No, listen.
Very good.
There's other skill sets that I have, right? I can teach them how to do time.
Oh, that's
yeah,
that's true.
I just learned that. That's fresh, right? I can teach them about. I'll teach them about more pop culture-y kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and you can do mathematics and biology, whatever you need.
I can do that.
Yeah, yeah. History. Mm-hmm. I know some history. Mm-hmm. You know.
But you're like, if the little girl's like, Dad, I want a pony. You're gonna give her the pony at like 8 years old.
I'm not gonna buy her. I'll rent one. What, Joe Rogan rents ponies?
He does?
I assume. He's got kids.
I assume.
Or llamas. I know dudes that do llama.
Well, yeah, if you bring over, you like rent the little farm.
Right. For their birthday, like when Sebastian, his kids, he has Mario Lopez come over. Why can't I do that? Right?
Yeah, rent a Mario Lopez.
Yeah. I'm going to rent a Mario Lopez, right?
It's not that bad.
Yeah. Right? Maria Menounos, those types, you know what I mean? They'll come over to the house, right? And they can do like...
Extra.
What celebrity could you pull for your daughter?
At this point in my career?
Yeah. Or who do you think you will actually know?
I could probably get Keegan.
Daddy, who's that?
Yeah, Keegan Keys. I would show her Key and Peele sketches.
You prep her with stuff.
Yeah. Because she's going to like what I like. So it's like, she's going to like the Pixies, so I'll have Joy Santiago come over. Right? I'm gonna let her. She's gonna fall in love with the people that I know. Yeah. You want to see Modern Family?
Yeah. Mm.
Then Eric Stone's. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna show her fucking Mission Impossible. I don't know Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Right. So smart, right?
Yeah. Why do you keep making me watch Bill Burr? Just keep
watching. Yeah.
Also, Dad is gonna be the hero then. Dad knows all the cool people.
All the cool people, right? And Mom's, she's disciplined. She's no fun.
I have a feeling you're actually gonna be the disciplinarian.
Yeah, because
you rage out a lot quicker. Your patience is very. You have what we call short to bull.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. No violence.
No violence. You're not violent. I'm not violent at all.
And number two, I would be pretty mindful about it because I remember it fucked me up as a kid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't think so. I think you're wrong, and I want you to apologize.
I'm sorry.
All right. But I would probably if my kid do something as a kid, okay. Talk back to me. Can we tone it down a bit?
Oh, it caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Mom said.
I have two kids?
Yeah, you have twins.
Yeah.
You have two Filipino twins.
Interesting. That's what it'd say.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I would back away. Right?
And how
I would
many steps?
How many steps? Yeah.
About 100 steps backwards. Yeah, I go, interesting, walk backwards.
He'd make a Molotov cocktail, I know it.
Yeah, I'd have a bottle of, whiskey, right? I put some fucking cloth in it, light it on fire, and throw it. No, I would back away, interesting, and I would go outside, and I would probably call my sponsor.
Oh, interesting.
And go, my one of my kids... And then you'd be like, well, how old is she... 4.
She can't even speak yet.
Yeah. Well, who taught her that language? Kalila.
No. Oh.
It could have only come from you.
No, I don't say that word. You just said it. I haven't said that word in years. You said it.
Yeah, but that's me in the context of being a child.
Now, would you be into, if your kid was like, can I get an iPad?
Yeah, what is your response to that?
How old is the kid?
She's 8.
Yeah, what do you need it for? You can borrow mine.
Oh.
Yeah, I need it for school.
Mm-mm. We don't need it for school. Your teacher tells me what you need, and that's not on the list.
See, already?
Very.
Terrible parent. Already? All right. I just had a sore throat.
Papa, can I get an iPad?
Yeah, I will get you, but there's some ground rules.
Okay, what are the rules?
There's only certain times that you can watch it, right? On the weekends, we'll give you 4 hours or whatever, but during school week, we're going to hold on to it. And if you need it for school and this and that, for homework and whatnot, we'll give it to you. But it's pretty much for the weekend.
Yeah, but then why does it have to belong to her? Why can't it be mine?
Because I'm watching mine. Oh. And you're watching yours.
You all have iPads.
That's all we watch is our iPad. We don't watch anything on the TV. Okay? Isn't that the better way to do it?
Maybe.
It really is.
I've never raised a kid, so I don't know. I might be terrible at it.
I would say both those answers are feasible.
Yeah, but she's going to be strict. Can you tell? Fucking tell?
Look, when Jules asked to go out, who says yes and who says no?
You don't really love her, though.
Yeah, her own.
I mean, you don't love her as...
I'm going to call her right now.
Oh,
there we go.
I think he's here. I got to go.
Oh, man, we're just about to get a Jules call.
Where's the Jules? Where's my phone?
Did you do a Jules call while we're waiting?
It's Tiger Belly.
Oh, Sam called us back.
He called you back?
Yeah, he did.
What'd he say?
Here, let's call.
No, don't call
voicemail. Voicemail. Okay.
All right, guys. Here's the voicemail of the dealer.
Hello, this is Sam. I am answering your call back. Give me a call, please. Thank you so much.
Okay, well.
Yeah, you're how bad do you feel?
He's
how
bad do you feel? I was about to erase the
I'm buying one from him. That's it.
Guilt buy?
Yeah.
Guilt purchase?
That's it. We're buying one from him.
Okay.
We got to find out what he drives, though.
I'm going to call Clinton tomorrow. I'm going to buy one tomorrow. All right?
Yes, please. Please. How about not?
Whatever you're doing, it's not going to work. I'm buying it.
How about right after this podcast?
I will call him after.
Please.
You
please.
Rip you.
Here, call him right now. Call Sam right now and say, I'm absolutely buying.
No, don't do that yet.
I'm going to tell him, Sam, we're buying from you.
We have a guest, man. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm going to say, hey, he's definitely going to come in.
Trevor Wallace is here. Sit down. Congratulations. How are you? Where is he? God. I'm buying one for sure, though.
Black.
And if people make fun of me, I'm going to like, oh, fuck it. Because I'm at the comedy store. I know what people drive.
They drive crazy cars sometimes.
Yes, like Santino, all these guys bring. No,
drive? Santino.
Starts with an M. That's all I want to say. Is it?
A Maserati?
Yeah.
No. What?
No, not a Maserati.
I love Maseratis.
I'm going to ask Trevor.
Let's see, I'm curious what he drives. We should guess.
I, if he's more like me, like who gives a shit, it's going to go a long way with him and I. If he's more like you guys about like being snooty about it, I might not be able to hang out with him ever again.
I just like a quiet drive, you know?
I don't give a fuck about your fucking ear sensitivity.
I drive my mom's Corolla a lot, and I am so impressed. I also drive a RAV4.
I know, but it's just like everyone has a fucking Toyota.
Yeah, right?
Everyone has one.
I have a Corolla.
Trevor, we're fighting.
We're fighting. Just sit down.
Can you help us, Trevor?
Yeah, yeah. Dogs are fighting too. Your dogs are beefing up there.
Oh, they are.
They're going off.
Right? Yeah. Well, if we let them out the kennel, they'll beef with your dick real fast because they're dick biters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A guy or girl dogs.
They're a combo.
Okay.
You have a long dick?
Average.
Good. That's fantastic.
You know?
Yeah. But Jewish dudes like you have thick ones. Yeah,
are you Jewish?
Glass? Yeah, I'm Jewish. But I'm half. Mom's Jewish, dad's Christian.
Oh, right.
If your mom is Jewish?
Yeah, in the Jewish tradition. If the mom's Jewish, everybody Jewish in that bitch.
But their dick is mid-level.
Well, you got to be careful with that hand, dude. Throwing this up? I don't know. a little much for my people, all right?
My bad.
So technically Jewish, full Jewish.
Sorry, you're 29 years old?
29 years old.
Yeah. Here's how I know about you.
Please.
I didn't know anything about you. And I was at the Improv a couple of months ago when I was using. And it was like, I don't know what night it was, but I looked at the lineup and I never read. Just hear me out, all right? So
By all means, I
read your name. I go, who's that? And I was upstairs and you were crushing so hard, right? I started asking around, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Who's that? I hate him. Who is
he?
Because
I
had to follow him, right? I went up there and I didn't struggle. But it wasn't like your level of laughs, and it bummed me out for like 2 days.
That's bullshit. There's no way.
Yeah, I swear
that's
to God,
bullshit.
Dude. That's how I fuck. I told Andy.
Is that because somebody sent me the Bad Friends clip where it said you shit yourself?
Yeah. True. Oh yeah, that was the night. That was the night.
That was
oh.
Unrelated to my set, he shit himself.
No.
Or was it related?
I think it was related.
Oh, wow.
When do I shit in a green room? 5 times in my lifetime, right? That was one of them.
Those Brussels sprouts of the Improv will get you. You gotta watch for those.
Yeah,
dude. I mean,
very good. Though.
I thought you were like fucking with me on that clip. I was like, I thought you were just like being like, "Hey, these kids, he was so good." Eh?
No. I don't because I don't even bother to memorize people's names. It takes me a while, right? And you know, and that's also your name comes up so much now in the community,
the ecosystem.
Yeah, that I want to say congratulations. Also,
thanks, dude.
I asked around, is he a nice guy? Because this is the first time you and I've ever really talked.
Yeah.
Right. So they said he's a nice guy, and I just think that you know you potentially could be the future.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Get the fuck out now.
All right, that's all I need. Yeah, I'm just going to run that. I'm just going to run that clip right there of you praising me, put my tour dates on it, and put it out there.
Yeah.
Somebody told me I should take that Bad Friends clip and put my tour dates on the end and post it.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah, you should, I think.
It works.
That's what I'm doing this podcast for, and tour dates. This weekend, I will be in New York, Boston.
Yeah. You just got off the road, right?
Yeah, I just got back today from Seattle.
Yeah.
Gloomy as hell city.
I know, but it's still beautiful. Yeah. No, go ahead. Sam, go ahead.
You don't like it?
Yeah.
No, I liked, honestly, I thought Portland was going to be very like, you got to like watch what you say.
Yeah.
Portland was reckless. I loved them. Oh, they were great.
They are wild.
Portland was awesome.
Portland's wild.
I loved it.
I think Seattle's wild.
Seattle was wild.
A little bit. Well,
we did two shows. One of them was at 7, then there was at 10 o'clock on a Sunday, which late night on a Sunday is for just a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. But what why is Seattle not beautiful?
You just can't see anything. It's just
because it's so rainy and foggy.
Well, yeah. Well, I said that there was smog, and they're like, "It's not smog; it's clouds." I was like, "Are you really bragging about clouds right now?"
Yeah,
they call it the inversion layer.
Yeah, it just feels like you know the morning after you take an edible and you still feel hazy. That's how the whole city feels like. Like everybody still feels like they're easing into it.
Yeah,
a fourth cup of coffee, and they haven't smiled once.
Yeah, but you know, I think Seattle is cool when you're younger and depressed.
Yes, it's yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it feeds into the like I want to write some fucking morbid poetry. Yeah,
it's one of the places I've only ever seen positive graffiti. I saw it on a wall. It said "Your love," and I was like, but it was the wrong "your."
Yeah,
so I was like, "Who?"
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was just Y-O-U-R.
Seattle's the one where they kind of had their own. Remember when the BLM stuff started happening? They had their own like little society.
Chat. What is it called?
Chattanooga?
No. That's a tennis.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Chat, what? What did you say, chat?
There's a name. They named it, though. You're right.
So I want you to resolve this fight I'm having with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
What do you drive, and what are your thoughts on?
Let me ask.
Okay.
That's a little too direct.
All right.
You know what? That was rude of me.
You're going to lead the witness.
No, but I'm just saying that because Joe Scarborough, when he does it with his girlfriend Mika, he does that a lot.
What does he do?
He'll like stop her from talking. No, he'll just interrupt. And I don't want to do that because I think it's now I'm so mindful about it. And I always go, Joe, don't do that. You know what I mean? Mika has a brain, you know? So it's like, I don't want to do that. You're the best. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Anyway.
I'm excited. I started going to therapy recently. So I'm going to try with people like on me, but with you guys.
Good.
But well, yeah, what's going on?
So,
why is there beef?
What's going on, guys?
The beef is this, okay? That you know, I know you haven't seen my Prius, but it's
three doors.
Three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's broken.
The fourth one has perished.
I rammed it into Sam Tripoli's car once on purpose.
I can see that.
You're right. And he had a brand new car. I just rammed it in there because I was so mad at him. And I just use it. I always had shitty cars. And so for once I went, you know what? I'm sober again. I want to get a nice car, right? So I want to get a Range Rover Evoque.
There you go.
My girlfriend, literally, that's the car I drove here. My girlfriend just got that car. I swear to God, it's out front. Do you want to see it? Dude, my girlfriend has a nicer car than me. I have a 2017 BMW.
That's hilarious.
Used.
Already, dude? You and I are going to
Do you want to see it?
Wait,
it's out front.
What do you drive?
I have a 2017 BMW. I got it used.
Yeah.
Because I think all this is going to go away eventually. Like, it should be like, oh, you're not funny. You suck. You're broke.
Yeah, yeah.
So I bought a used car with like 10,000 miles on it because I want a nice car, but I want to like humble myself.
Yeah.
But, you know. But my girlfriend's in finance. She has a lot of stability at her job. And I'm like, I don't know. Am I going to do ha-ha tonight? Or am I doing...
So what you're saying to me is that her car is better than your car.
It's nicer. Yeah.
Nicer.
She just got it yesterday. I drove it here.
Oh, and is the Range Rover Evoque nice?
It's... Which way should I go with
this?
No.
I need to know.
Don't look at Mika. I'm Joe Scarborough.
Simple question. Yeah, yeah. Should Bobby Lee... in his career, be driving a Range Rover.
I think Lamborghini Urus. That's the Lamborghini SUV.
Right.
There we go.
But how much is it?
$200K.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's such a good car.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not.
I know
at that level.
You guys are.
I'm not at that level. Why?
Trevor, keep
I'm in the
mind.
Podcast space. I know what y'all are pulling in on bad friends. I know what you're pulling on this.
Trevor, keep in mind he cannot have nice things. He will destroy it in about a week.
How long did you have the Prius for?
A decade.
Wow.
Yeah.
So walk me through the Range Rover. You're like, it's nice, but it's not too crazy.
Well, here's what happened. I told him, why don't you go to Range Rover to get the Range Rover?
Yeah.
Right.
And then he went over there and he was like, oh, I like this little toy-looking thing.
It is a smaller one. Oh, you want
the
big one.
You know Chappelle Lacey?
Yes.
Yeah. Great guy. Bigger ones look like him. Yeah. And I don't want to go inside him, right? I want to go inside, like, you don't know Doc Willis, but a littler.
I know Doc Willis.
Yeah, a littler
oh,
one.
Oh, so you want a Doc.
Okay. I want a Doc Willis Range Rover rather than a Chappelle Lacey.
Yeah, you want, like, the Boston Terrier of cars.
Yeah.
I feel that.
So is your girlfriend Asian?
No.
She white?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's in finance?
In finance.
Right.
Perchance, does she look like Malibu Barbie?
No.
Blonde hair?
Mm-mm. No, okay. Brunette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she has one, and and you think it's nice, and you think it's nicer than yours. Do you think that if I drove around it, would you tease me?
No. I think it would honestly fit you. I think because
you're about to make me cry.
No, it's like it feels like a big car on the inside, but from the outside, it's like a little like a peanut M&M on wheels.
That's what I wanted. I
read that in your interview a couple of years ago. That, yeah, so you always want it.
Yeah, I always want it.
So you want him to get the bigger one?
I just want him to. If it were up to me, I'd want him to get a Corolla.
Because
he just doesn't know. He's going to destroy whatever he gets. I'm like, right. Corolla, good safety rating. Toyota, reliable.
Dude, when reliable. You see an Asian driving a Toyota, what do you really feel, my Jewish friend?
I feel good.
Everything's
right. That's somebody who believes in their own product. Okay?
Oh, I see.
Dude, so, you know what's crazy is since my mom's Jewish and I told her I was getting a BMW, she's like, don't do that. That's a German car. I was like, yeah, but like Hitler did one thing, but the BMWs did another. You know, it's like,
Yeah. Huh. So I honestly think God spoke through Trevor Wallace, mm-hmm. right? And I think I'm definitely going to get
one. I'm going to call Sam now saying we're going to buy the car, right?
No, but I'll call him on his own.
How do you feel about a weekend car versus weekday car? Like your spots car, Corolla.
People do that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Brendan Schaub has a dealership at his house. I don't know what's going on over there.
He does? Yeah. I don't have Brendan Schaub box.
What about we just like beef up the Prius a little bit? Add shin guards to it.
That if he got a brand new Prius and actually put a wrap on it. And
my dad has a brand new Prius.
They're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. Your dad, is he a hippie?
Yeah, he's retired. Smokes, plays golf. Loves crap.
All right. Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. You look like you had a good upbringing.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom would like have like weird rules in the house. Like I couldn't have cereal with more than 7 grams of sugar. Which like, it's just like white people trying to make rules. They're like, you can't have cereal with sugar. Yeah. All right. Raisin Bran it is.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid. Yeah. They're still together to this day.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I grew up in Southern California. So I feel like this is just, I'm like an hour away from here, really.
Yeah. Because usually comics are... I don't want to
like come from a dark place.
Yeah. They're damaged. You know, there's some like me that come from a darker place,
uh-huh.
right? But then when I look at guys like you, Al Madrigal feels that way too. Just a nice guy who's
warm.
Super funny, warm.
Knows
you know?
Which side like the knife and the spoon go on.
Yeah.
Jesus Trejo.
Jesus Trejo.
Yeah.
You like Mexicans?
Great.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
The best. Yeah, he is so funny.
Yeah.
He's so funny. But also, I have to say that your generation. 29, right?
29.
Yeah, you have your hair down there?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, it's promo code.
No fuzz, no fuzz, peach fuzz, or nothing?
No, it's down there.
Okay, good.
You know, I just, you know.
What generation are you technically a part of? You're not mine, but you're not Gen Z.
Millennial.
Millennial.
Is it 29 is millennial?
Yeah.
Millennial oddly goes up to like 33, I think.
It goes up pretty, I think even more.
Really?
Yeah, let me check.
Wait, am I not millennial anymore? Have I passed that?
But Gen Z is the one before.
Gen Z's
younger.
Yeah, Jules.
It's Jules?
There's one before?
No, Jules is the girl that lives upstairs. We have a teenager living upstairs.
Oh.
I have a human trafficking business.
Okay. Now the Range Rover makes sense. I see
flashy
car, old movie producer. Oh, we've been down that road. Okay.
Yeah. Millennials ages 23 to 38.
Yeah, 38 being a millennial is wild.
Yeah.
I'm a millennial. You work at H&R Block.
What am I?
You're
Generation X, baby.
You're X.
It just sounds better.
X
it does
cool.
sound cool.
Yeah, Generation X. Like, X. Fuck you. You know what I mean? I'm going to spit in your pussy. You know what I mean?
Classic Generation X.
Which is not
X.
an aggressive thing.
Classic.
It's, that's a shirt you classic see at a kiosk for sure in Palm Beach, Florida. Yeah. Gen X. Let me spit in your cooter.
But it's not mean. It's like... It's lube.
What are you even?
No, spitting a pussy sounded very aggressive and
no,
mean.
No, it doesn't. It's a nice thing for men to do.
Thank you. That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Who wants to dry bang a chick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you could just lick it.
No, you could just nicely moisturize it. That's the same thing as spitting it.
I know, but would you rather, like, just look at me, right?
Yeah, we're all looking.
Just look at me, right? Would you?
I'm in. Why do you think I'm crossing my legs?
Would you rather, you know what I mean, lick, right?
Yeah.
Or?
I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It ups the, it's like the NOS button. You're like fucking straight through it.
No,
you're getting in, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, when I first
So licking is like De La Soul and then like spitting is NOS.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, yeah.
If I were to, you know, go be on a first date with a guy and I saw him like spit on the sidewalk, but it was a very weak spit, the likelihood of me finding him attractive is very low.
Wow.
I need some, you know, some force behind that.
Yeah. I always thought in the movies when they spin to the tins, it'd be like, ting. I was like, those guys could fuck my girlfriend. I'll be a cuck for that guy. Because they make that noise, the ting. So suspicious.
Yeah, that's dope.
So good.
I had a kid spit in my face as a kid. Not as an adult.
You were, were a kid or no?
No, I was a kid as well.
Okay.
If it happened as an adult and a kid spit in my face, we'd have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a kid walked up to you as your age, 29, what would you do?
And spit in my face?
And he's just spitting it. Hey, fuck you, Trevor.
And spit if you knew who I was, I'd be stoked. Yeah. That's my demo right there.
Yeah.
But if he didn't, like random, like, what do you do?
You can't hit the kid.
I wouldn't hit him, but I would just like yell something that like he'll find out later in life, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't
something
know what
to
be.
So mean.
Yeah, something that'll stick with him.
You know? Right. Well, it would depend on what he looks like.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know what I mean? If he's a good looking kid, but if he had some things, I'm not going
to
get into it.
I would
it.
Just like try to break their family down, like you know,
psychologically.
Your dad doesn't actually love your mom, and that's why he comes home at 3 because he's been banging hookers out in Portland.
Or your mom wanted to abort you. She told me herself.
Like one of those. That way he's like, yeah, whatever. Then he's like at the dinner table and he's like, oh, liver again. Maybe she did want to abort me.
Wait, you're not. Really, is liver not good? Is liver not something we like?
I wouldn't say it's great.
Liver, like the organ?
Yeah, are you Asian or are you not Asian?
What do you mean liver? Is a liver not good?
Like chicken liver to eat.
Do you eat livers?
No.
Yeah. You
like
eat liver?
Liver and onion.
I've had chicken foot
gizzards,
before.
Gizzards, kidney, what is it?
I've had chicken foot before.
Yeah, chicken feet. Like that's very Asian. We call it Adidas.
You just did one foot, not the feet?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I have a foot fetish. So I was like, I can't go down this. No, it was just in the soup.
Yeah. Were you in Asia?
No, Minnesota.
Close.
It was for a cooking show. And
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about, would you eat, can you eat a pig's hoof?
Yeah, I called my dad's, our family night.
Yeah.
My dad would cook this thing called pig knuckles. And it was our favorite thing. And all the kids would be like, pig knuckles. And then... I swear it was such a treat for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pig trot.
I didn't know pigs had knuckles. Or like, how does that work?
Technically, it's just the foot, the
hooves.
I don't think they have.
They have
a knuckle. This is the knuckle.
It's a joint.
That's fine. I don't want to. I'm not a fucking biologist. But is it crunchy?
No, you put it. It's like a stew.
Do you eat everything of the pig?
Mm.
The butthole.
If you're going to kill it, you better eat all
the blood.
Of it.
What about
I
the
eat
eyes?
The blood. We eat the blood. It's called dinuguan, and we eat the entrails.
How
as
do
well.
You eat the blood?
Like we make it into, because all cultures have their own version of blood sausage.
Oh,
I
had blood cubes. Too,
yes, it's the same.
Same day as the chicken foot.
But we eat it as a soup.
Wow. How do you feel about the eyes? Because I see people get the eyes and get
I eat fish eyes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've eaten, I don't think I've ever eaten pig eye. Like, we eat lunchau, which is the dick, the beef dick, the cow's dick.
Beef dick. That's actually what they call me in high school.
Oh, beef dick.
Let's go, beef dick.
Yeah. Wow. Pig knuckles. That's what they used to call me. Oh. So you've never eaten a dick?
Not on
no
camera.
Not in a sexual way, not in like,
no
yeah.
I mean, I feel like that was 80% of Fear Factor in the prime. It was like, here's a pig's cock. How did you guys have your hands on this so easily?
Yeah.
I don't know how much money would they win on Fear Factor. It'd be like $500.
Nothing.
It wasn't a lot.
I'd be like, just give a college kid some Adderall and he'll do it for free.
But it's also, you wouldn't do it in your private life. It's only on the show. Like, imagine it was a hot show, national TV. You don't look like a fucking pussy.
Joe Rogan was hosting it.
Yeah. He's like the man's man, right? Like, so
that's my chance.
Yeah, so he could say anything, like, suck off that blue whale.
Like, suck me off. And I'm like,
Yeah, so anything on camera, I'll do. Mm. If it's like, not at YouTube.
Okay.
If my if a kid went, hey, I have a YouTube channel, you know, I would be fuck you. But if it's
gotta
like
make a network thing,
national television,
SAG is what you're saying.
SAG after it, right?
YouTube ain't cutting it.
How about in a movie? Do you act?
I've auditioned. I haven't booked anything. I've done like 50 self tapes, bombed all of them. I don't know what's going on. Like I in my head, I was like, I'm gonna make all these videos, and a casting director would be like, this guy's perfect for that role.
Yeah.
And then I audition, and then I crumble in the room just because it's too. I don't know.
I'll tell you the secret.
What?
Thank you. Hi. Hi.
Hello. Is that the secret?
No, that's not. I just want to say hi.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hi, good.
Thanks for having me, dude.
So here's the deal.
So I'm going to be in Buffalo, New York. I was going to do my tour date. Is that okay?
I promise you, this is what happens. You're on your way.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, right? And one day, once people know who you are, I'm talking about the gatekeepers, that's what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
Once they know who you are, you're going to book, right?
And then it's just a snowball effect.
It's like a snowball effect. You're going to be in what they call the mix. You'll be on a board of like 10 dudes your type, and you'll just be one of those guys.
Just kind of the reoccurring type.
Because the auditions you're doing now, I mean, this is what I heard from a casting director. We don't watch 70% of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet.
And which is bullshit. Imagine, like, you know, you've helped me. Like, I don't know what you do, but, you know, these guys have helped me with my auditions. It takes me days to read, you know what I mean?
Memorize.
To make choices, memorize it. And then we do it a couple hours to get the right, you know what I mean? And then it's like, if they're not going to see it, it's fucking terrible.
You're doing a new take, a helicopter flew by. It's the most LA thing, right?
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's
you're trying to work on your craft, and all of a sudden you live by LAX, and it's just.
Yeah. But you always send them in.
Always? Really?
Yes.
Even if they're bad?
No, I mean, try. I mean, do
like,
you ever
try?
If they call and go, hey, there's this audition, do you sometimes go, I don't want to do it?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I want you to do one.
But they're like, do you want to play a toaster? I'm like, how the fuck? I mean, yes, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Is it voiceover or I have to dress up as a toaster?
I auditioned for Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
And if you watch Peter Jackson's King Kong, there's just one Chinese guy just screaming in the movie.
Uh-huh.
He'll just run past the screen. Ah, yeah! You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We, 50 guys read for that part. And this is when we had to go in.
Nuts.
So I'd be in the lobby, and I'd just hear my friends, like John Cho, these types of guys back then. You know, just real actors going, ah! You know what I mean? And walk out just so defeated.
Oh, yeah.
But you just do it for the story.
Right. The audition room is sad.
It's so sad.
Because you look around and you go, oh, that guy was on Disney Channel. None of us are getting this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, you go in, you go, oh, there's Seth Green for my part.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, these are hot people.
Yeah.
You have, you know, I'm not,
yeah,
I ain't booking this.
I read against, I'm not even kidding you, me and, I think I've said this, Brandon Ruth.
Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And we were sitting there in the lobby, and I looked at his sides. It was the same sides I had. He highlighted the same characters. And I'm like, wow, who's writing this? A 2-year-old kid? You know what I mean? It's like, whatever.
Whoever, yeah.
Whoever.
Did he get it?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. He might not have. We got to see somebody else. Probably one.
Mm.
And probably Kevin Hart got it. He gets everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
So I've tried, but I mean, I don't know. I just like what I do now. I just like the touring and the making my videos, I think. But if the offers come, great. I'll play that toaster any day.
Yeah.
Is it SAG? I'm in.
Yep.
If it's a remake of my Brave Little Toaster, you have to do it.
Please do.
I forgot about that. That's a great...
Sad.
That's the, one of the best ones.
I'll do it. I take back everything I've ever said. I'll play a futon. I don't give a fuck. Put me in.
But you know what also will happen? Who do you hang out with? Do you have friends that are at your level that you started with that are still doing it?
Mm-hmm.
You have probably, what, 10, 15 people you know?
Yeah.
Men and women, right?
Yeah.
One day, those people, either you first or them, will also be big and will get shit.
Right. Then they're just casting their friends.
Yeah, it's like... when I, you know, after Mad TV, there was a couple of years where I couldn't get an audition to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just not hot. Like, nobody wanted me. And it hurt. But, you know, Chelsea Handler, who I started with, goes, just do my show. It'll help you with the numbers. So I would just panel on her show. But it's like, it's not something that I've ever, I'm grateful for the opportunity. But, you know, she just did me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you're going to get a lot of those as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of just friendships. And it's the whole like longevity of this, you know, it's being patient. Because it is true what you said. It's like everyone kind of just rises up. And then those people start just picking their friends.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it all makes sense when you think about it. But you're like, well, why not fucking now? Book me. Then you're like, I don't know.
Yeah. You like your manager?
He's a great guy.
Andy Farag?
He's listening right now.
Yeah.
He used to.
I love Andy.
You know Andy? Yeah, he used to book all the tour dates for you.
Yeah, he is.
He just left the company. You guys started working, still work together?
I don't say leave. He sabotaged it.
Oh, no.
Classic agent move.
No, I just was bummed because he was like a guy that I was like, I want to. He reps me. I like this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then he's just like, I'm moving on.
Right.
Yeah. And then,
He leveled up.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Should I let him go?
He can't hear us. He should whisper.
Yeah, just to keep him on his toes.
No.
Maybe at like daylight savings, just let him know you're fired and then let the clock skip a couple hours. Like, yeah,
he is really great. And also the reason why, obviously you're on the show, but he, you know, you could tell he really believes in you.
Yeah.
He really does. And he's just like, my boy, my boy, my boy.
You know? Oh, yeah.
And it's that like... Yeah, I mean, that's what you need. Like, my fucking manager has never been to a comedy club, hasn't been in a comedy club in 30 years.
He doesn't even know you do stand-up, right?
No, she's not, she lives in a house in Venice, she doesn't come out.
Oh, yeah.
No one knows her, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, to have a kid like Andy, always at the clubs.
Always at the club, good tracksuit, he's always wearing a tracksuit.
Right. And he gets girls.
Well... He knows that. He is now because he's being talked about on the show. So his DMs will start popping. Ladies, email my manager.
Yeah.
Say what's up.
No, but it's not that because it's like, he's Persian, right?
I believe so.
What is he? Mexican? What is he?
Mexican or Persian?
Farag, I think Farag is Persian.
I want to say Egyptian.
He's Egyptian.
I want to say Egyptian.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like, Andy and Fahim Anwar.
Fahim's so funny.
One of the best.
So good.
So fucking good.
Yeah. Just always cranking out new bits.
I want to strangle him sometimes.
You just want to take that premise and just give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that and I'll give you a Prius.
Yeah. Or he'll do jokes where like I thought the premise, right? I'll go for years. I don't know how to, the angle. And he'll do it. And you go, oh, that was it.
And there's like no fat on the bit. It's just like boom, boom, boom.
Do you have fat in your bits?
Oh, so much. I always find I add so much fat for no reason. And like segues for some reason, I'll like try to be smooth. Cause I've seen guys that are like so smooth with their whole act and it's a whole A to Z. It's this whole storyline. And then I'm like, I try to do that, but I'm not great with words anyway. So I'm just hyperbolically just throwing out words that I heard twice.
Yeah. You know, I don't, you know, I'll do like, I have my set. Do your set. From beginning to end, you kind of know what jokes work better up front and toward the end of your act?
Yeah, I hope. I just have stronger shit at the end that I just hope to close with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the stuff in the middle is either new or it's old or it's like whatever.
See, that's when I want, because you're a young gun and I need help. So I'm not asking you to help me write. But what I'm saying is that, so you do your new stuff in the middle?
Yeah.
On the road?
Yeah, because I feel like everybody... remembers the beginning, how you came out, and then how you ended. The middle is this whole fuckery. You really realize how, like ask anybody after a show, like, what your favorite joke was. They'll be like, if they're like, yo, I love the show, you're like, what's your favorite joke? They'll be like, honestly, man, I did a bunch of whippets before the show, so I don't really.
Yeah.
But it's more just like the experience. So, like, there's some that'll stick out, and like, there's ones that just like level the room with energy wise. But I think for the most part, people just really remember how you came out and how you ended. And was it funny? Yes.
But also, I find that. Because for 10 years, mm-hmm. I didn't write a new joke. You know that. All the comics make fun of me. I have my set, mm-hmm. right? And I just did it every... I would go to Chicago every year for 10 years in a row. The same people would come out.
Yeah.
And they just didn't care.
Uh-huh.
I'm being real. They're like, hey, love the old act. It's like Freebird. It's like when you go to Linder's, they want to hear Freebird.
Right. You know what's weird is like you do it a second time, they're like, oh, he has it written. But you do it a third time, they're like, that's him. That's his set. That's the one. That's your machine.
Yeah.
So when you're doing that, are you, because what I always have is like the bit doesn't change. I just lose energy. over the years.
Yeah.
The excitement, I think. So did you ever feel that during those 10 years where you're like, or are you just really playing up to it?
Obviously, there are jokes that, like, I told a joke the other night where I'm like, let me just dig this one out of the vault, right? And I literally said it the way I did it on The Tonight Show back in 2000.
Which one was
it? What was the joke?
I don't want to say it. It's so embarrassing.
Like, this Bill Clinton guy's crazy.
No, it was just like, you know, my dad, you know.
Always, but the family stuff is timeless.
Yeah, but this one got, it was a packed main room show. It literally got crickets.
No.
Where I had to go, yeah, I should have dug that one out, huh? You know what I mean? Like, I had to say something, right? But it was like, every time, you know, when I told my dad, you know, I want to do stand-up, he goes, oh, but you're not funny, you know? And every time I would see him, he'd see my show, you're not funny, though. Why did he laugh? You know? And then one day he goes, I have a joke. I go, knock, knock. I go, who's there? He goes, you're not funny. And that was a joke.
Oh.
And
what?
What? It doesn't get, what?
That, when you tell that on stage, I think you're lying. That is a joke that does well.
The other night,
I think you underestimate. I mean, I think you play it down. I think it probably did well. And
I fuck you. Fuck you.
You know what? Here's what it was. You were doing The Voice, and you can't be doing voices in 2022. We don't know what's going on. You're from San Diego. What's under that beanie, Bobby? All right.
Yeah.
Are people allowed to laugh at an accent? Probably not.
Yeah.
I find it to be no. I will keep doing it.
All I'm saying about you is that if it's on absolute pandemonium, you think you failed.
But I think a lot of comedians do it. Same thing. I'll be like, the whole show was great, but one part was weird or there was an awkward moment. I had that last night, literally in Seattle, the late show. There was like 30 seconds of like weirdness because somebody yelled something out and then I couldn't get back on track for a second. And then I got off and I was all fucking in a mood. I was like, oh, whatever, Seattle. But the whole show was great.
Yeah.
And I got messages being like, that was awesome. But you're like in your head over that one thing.
I hate,
I don't know what it is,
fucked up interruptions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, red nose reindeers. And you're like, what?
So what do people know you best for that? Do people yell out a certain thing? Because since I do videos, people oftentimes will yell out a quote from the video.
Yeah.
And I had that, I think in Portland, it was like, I have this buildup where there's this moment of silence, and then I say the joke, and then right in between, I did this video about White Claw. It's dead silence. She goes, ain't no lies when you're drinking claws. And took all the momentum out of it.
Yeah.
And I was so mad. I was just like, out of all the fucking, but that's what it goes to show, that somebody in the audience is like, they're just having a good time.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're not really pacing along with the fact that you're like, here's the buildup and the punchline. Like, it's silent. Let me turn this bitch up a notch.
Yeah. I used to get like, do Connie Chung. Because they, you know, there was certain, because Mad TV was like, everyone did impressions. And, you know, you have guys like Frank Caliendo, who was one of the best impressionists ever. Aries Spears is a great impressionist. So they're like, can you do impressions? And I'm like, oh, I can do Connie Chung, I guess.
Here's Drunk Bobby.
Yeah. So I would, you know, Mike would play Maury Povich. And I would just go, good evening, I'm Connie Chung. You know what I mean? Just kind of some weird...
Solid.
Yeah.
Can I admit something?
What?
And this is going to sound... I don't know if this is racist or the opposite of racist, but when I first started dating you and Gardo asked me, wait, Bobby Lee from Mad TV? I was like, yeah, the guy who played Miss Swan.
No comment. No comment. I'm trying to keep a clean record here.
You fucking said that?
I swear on my life... I thought you played Miss Swan. Wow. Because I know you played Connie Chung. I know you played a lot of characters, but I also thought you were.
Get the Range Rover. Get the Range Rover.
Backwards. Whatever it's called.
Oh my God.
And then he corrected me and he was like, that was Alex Borstein. But wasn't Miss Swan supposed to be Asian?
Oh, thanks for doing this, man.
I appreciate you guys.
Good time. No, don't leave. Don't leave. Stay here, man. Thank you for being here, man. I really like you, man. I really do a lot.
Hey, thanks, man.
Oh jeez, so that hurts, babe. You might as well just said.
Here's
was he on Last Comic Standing?
No, here's how my brain worked in that moment. Yeah. It was more like, of course he would play all the Asian characters. He's the only Asian guy on the show. Miss Swan is Asian, of course. That's Bobby Lee.
But Miss Swan wasn't Asian.
She wasn't?
No.
Can we see a photo?
No, I know Alex Borstein is not, but the character
was more Bjorky.
Oh, like Icelandic.
Icelandic.
Oh. That's what I would have said.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. No, because when I got on the show, Because she had left.
Come on. That's so Asian.
I thought it was
cute. Oh, wow. No, that's Bjork.
Yeah. Honestly?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Turn it. Sorry.
What's happening?
The fucking heater water.
It's our water thing.
Oh, my God.
So nothing's going to explode. It's Tiger
Belly. Have you guys always recorded here?
No.
I used to live in a smaller, like, condo.
Mm. And, dude, I used to live like 10 minutes away from here, just right up the street, and then I moved.
I'm sorry, but you look exactly like both Miss Swan and Connie Chung.
Okay, who is that other lady?
Connie Chung.
Oh, is that Connie Chung?
Yeah.
And that's me?
Yeah, that's you.
To the left?
You're on the right, Connie.
This is your first headshot.
Pretty dead on.
As good.
Yeah. Look at me. That was so scared. That was the first time. That was the second sketch I ever did at Mad TV.
That's for you, for sure, you on the left.
Yes, 100%. That was me.
Honestly,
playing,
if I was a couple Michelobes deep, that might not be your husband.
Yeah. And I remember Lauren Dombrowski, the producer, because it was in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
And it was like a monologue. And I'd never been.
How much was it? Was scripted versus riffed?
It was pretty much scripted. Oh. And then the second pass, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Wait, but, Gilbert, not to be accused you of being racist, but I don't think the woman on the right is Connie Chung.
I just realized that. Someone on Reddit started a whole forum saying this was Connie Chung, but it's not.
No, it's not Connie Chung at all.
Yeah. That's not Connie Chung.
Who is that?
Okay. I'm the one to the left. That's some random.
That's Connie Chung.
That's Connie Chung. Pretty still pretty close, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
Pretty damn close. But anyway, I remember the producer coming up to me and going, she grabbed my hand, she goes, breathe, because I was like hyperventilating.
Just nervous?
Oh my, it was like, I'd never been on a TV set before.
Yeah, too many people.
And from that, and the cameras, and
yeah.
I think at Green Day was also playing, that they were there, mm-hmm. and I was just caught up in it. I had like a panic attack, and I remember her going, you gotta breathe, because you know, you and I, We started in these shitty comedy clubs.
Right.
Right? And we signed up. You did open mics, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's where we, that's not a school. Almost. It is a school, but it's like, it's not like the Groundlings or Second City where, you know what I mean? There's training.
There's guidance. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You and I are pretty much like warriors. Warriors.
Just fighting more drunk people at a very narrow bar.
Yeah. But there's a set, when you first did it, were you proud of yourself?
Yeah, the first time I did it, I was 17.
Oh my God.
So I actually did a comedy class because I'm a hack. But when I was 17, I did a class in Ventura, the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club.
Who taught it?
Randy Lubis. Mm. Do you know him?
No.
He booked he was a road guy, did cruise ships, all that stuff. And then he opened up that club down there. And then it was like a 6-week class. And then at the very end, you'd write a tight five, and then you would perform it in front of like an audience. And that first like pop that I got, that was like, I never felt some like that. The was it endorphins? The rush, I guess. Mm. Like I'd never felt that before, and I was like, oh shit, this is like, I almost like blacked out. That 5 minutes flew by.
Yeah, anyone listening to right now, what Trevor is, I'm saying, people live in fear,
mm-hmm.
right? And people get scared to try things. What I'm saying is that you should try. Whatever it is that you want to do, try it, because that sensation, even if it's not good, even if it's terrible, just the attempt to do it.
Yeah, get a finger in your ass.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It makes you feel.
You get a finger in your ass, you know, that's where the male G spot is.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Extensively.
We talked about that.
I just know people listening are like, what is he implying here? But try something new.
Yeah, yeah. So, you think there's a G stop in your
G stop?
Yeah, there's a fucking roundabout up in that bitch.
A cul-de-sac. Just
all right, G spot.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. G spot in your anus.
Yeah, I think that should be the title of this episode.
I know, but have you stuck your finger in your anus?
Not my own.
Right.
Not my own.
I don't want to talk about it, because we talked about assholes with Dominic last week, right?
For like 4 hours.
Yeah, for 4 hours we talked about assholes. So I don't want to talk about assholes.
Yeah,
right
we don't want to monetize this episode. Yeah. You know.
What do you, as a comic, young gun, what do you watch for entertainment? Do you play video game? What do you do?
It's TikTok like an idiot. I just scroll TikTok until my thumbs hurt.
That's what she does.
Same? Yeah, I don't really watch a lot of shows. My girlfriend watches a lot of TV, but I don't know. I just like the the impulse and kind of just keep busy. Cause I can't sit still for too long. I start fidgeting, and that's what's great about TikTok. You're constantly doing something, but like TV, I'm just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, it just
but
feels.
But do you have ADHD or anything like that?
I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm always just, I need to be doing something. I can't.
If
like
you're watching
there.
Television or a show with your girlfriend, do you feel the need to scroll at the
something?
Same time?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a slow scene. If somebody's crying, I'm like, ugh, all right, Instagram stories. It is. You know?
You got bad grades in high school.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Yeah, 2.7 GPA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I think you. I mean, I'm not a psychologist because that's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot sit still, but I've been trying to do. I know, but Tetris now. You and I are Tetris.
We, for some reason, decided that Tetris was back in the mix. So we're both just what? Really hardcore into Tetris, and it's yeah. just like it takes up like 16 hours of our day.
Oh, yeah. God.
Like the classic one, or is there
the
a new
classic.
App?
Just on an iPad. Just, yeah. But there's like a 3-minute one where you know what I mean? And it's like, it'll say, you're ranked number 10 in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And in your head, you're like, I gotta get 5.
And you're going down to Craig's, be like, bitch, seat me now. I'm not gonna let me get a table.
Yeah, yeah. Last night, since you don't watch this, I wanna recommend something. I've been watching, I watched Long Lost Family.
Again?
Again. You know what it is?
No, I don't. I just love this one. Again?
Yeah, it was a show on TLC.
Right. TLC's got great shows.
Thank you.
They really do.
I like shitty TV. 90 Day Fiance is my jam.
Yeah. Oh, good. Us too.
Yeah. What's the one?
Married at First Sight.
Yes. All those
Love
are great.
Love is Blind. So
Love is Blind. I don't really watch. It's like I watch shows that are on flights, you know, because mm-hmm. you fly so much. You're like, oh, great. This is on here. But every once in a while, I'll go through like a phase where I got to watch it. And 90 Day Fiance was that for me. I became so invested in that show.
Right.
Yeah. And I used to, like, in high school, my parents both went to work during the summer. So I would just watch like Jerry Springer and Amari just sitting on the couch, just piece of shit, just drinking Mountain Dew, watching it. So
you didn't watch Squid Games or anything that's pop?
No, I didn't, because honestly, it got too much hype to the point where like my levels of expectation were too high. I was like, I don't even want to, like, all the spoilers were already out there. There's too much going
right.
on. But that's why I like 90 Day Fiance. You can flip on any given channel, any given episode, and be like, oh, this is good.
Very easy to follow.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Easy to follow, yeah.
Who's your favorite couple lately on 90 Day?
I haven't watched the newest episode, but I will say, God, what was it?
The necklace guy. What's the one we had on?
Ed?
Dude, you know who
Ed
it was?
Ed and Rose?
That one's good, but there's this guy. He had like, he's from Canada. He had really intense, like bags under his eyes. And he was like a men's coach.
Wait, how do I not know?
And he was like dating a girl in like Washington. Mm-hmm. If you type it in, but this guy was like, he taught like male, like, strength seminars.
This guy?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You know him?
The guy from Australia.
This dude crushes. Yeah. So he's like, he does like.
You could have just said an Indian dude.
Yeah, the guys.
No, I don't think.
You don't have to do the fucking,
no.
You know, the raccoon eyes they have.
I thought he was Canadian.
No, he's not. He's from Australia. And I think he's actually from Mauritius.
Yeah.
I don't.
And he had the girl.
But yeah, the girl on the right. But like, he's like a men's guru. And the best episode in the history is he's talking to like 9 women on like why women are dumb.
Right.
Yeah.
And how they edit it. It's all these dramatic zooms on these ladies being like, there's no dudes here. You're bombing right now.
That's because his entire identity was a fraud.
I mean, the whole show is like
right.
Very...
But the whole time I was watching this season, I was like, somebody get his thyroid checked, because clearly that's exophthalmos, this thing, the bulging of his eyes.
Yeah. And then the girl
that's
like, called him out.
He's just Indian. Anyway.
No, he was great. I did watch Tinder Swindler recently, though.
We saw that. We love that.
I just like who calls everybody enemies. That's great. Just really, just the lady taking your order, In-N-Out, enemies. I like that. Yeah. That's fun.
But let me pitch Long Lost Family to you.
I mean,
it's basically, you know,
you won't be for long.
If it's on TLC, TLC has got some great shows.
So it's like, you know, either somebody was given up for adoption. It's either the mom or dad looking for their son, or vice versa.
But who is it
through adoption? Like when parents give their kid away, or a mother gives their kid away at birth, and then, you know, 40 years down the road, you know, the mom goes, I'm trying to look for my kid.
Oh.
So they find the kid for them, and they reunite, right?
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, I'm in. It makes me cry, right? But let me ask you something. If you were, because there was one where some guy found out his mom was still homeless.
Oh.
Yeah. Would you? I don't even want to go down this line. I'm just saying that if I'm gonna go a different direction, right?
I like the first one. What
was the first one?
I will in a second, okay? But I think this will clear it up. If I was like given up for adoption and I looked for and my parents were Rockefellers, I'd be like, mommy, right?
Right, right.
But it's like if the reverse happened, would you? I don't know.
Be as excited.
So if you're looking to find your mom, you find out your mom's homeless.
Yeah.
I mean, I would definitely try to help her.
Yeah.
I know, but there's what we don't know. Like, what, you know?
Because you're a guy who's only looking at what he can get from people.
Whoa.
Not what he can give.
Get the Range Rover, Bobby.
Get that Evoque.
Get that Range Rover. Oh. And this time I only want one door on it for you and you only.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You know what? I think, you know, you're right. I would be excited because I can give them a sandwich and they'd be happy and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah. But this is like, I don't want, this is what I the constant calling, like, it's mom again. You know?
You think she has a phone?
There's no calls.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow. Maybe I am shallow. Do you think I'm shallow?
Sometimes.
In that way, I am. Sometimes, yeah. I love
it. Like, if you had said something else, like, I'm just afraid that she's going to continually hit me up for, like let's say she had a drug problem, right? Mm. I'd be afraid to, you know, I don't want to be the enabler. She's always going to want to hit me up, and then I'm always going to want to give her money.
That's a long, what I was thinking.
That was not.
Yes, it was not. What if
I could feel it.
George, right? Could you feel it, right?
There is that thought where you're a month in, and then all of a sudden she's just like, you got any more aluminum foil? You're like, you didn't make any food. What are you doing with that foil, mom?
Yeah. And she made a hat or whatever. Yeah, my point is that I feel like they're going to hit you up a lot, and it's going to become like a codependent relationship. Yeah. It just seems like more just added problems almost. Mm. What? Argue.
Okay.
That's the assumption that all homeless people become, you know, homeless because of one thing, but it could be many things.
That's true.
We live in a tough, tough country.
We live in a tough society.
I saw a homeless guy recently going up Laurel, and he had a sign, and at the bottom he had his Instagram handle on it. Yeah. And I wanted to hate, but I was like, honestly, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
And
Do you remember it? Let's shout him out.
No. This was over. This was like 3 months ago. My biggest thought was like, what if he doesn't follow you back? That's devastating.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's how he gets, because he's really obsessed with American Idol. So what he does is, like, last week, he was just on the couch, just going through every single contestant's Instagram.
See if they follow him.
And then being like, dude, I love you. You did so great. If you need tips, hit me back up. And I'm like, Bobby, what tips are you going to give him?
No, that's not true. And that's a lie.
And then if they I'm not done. And then if they don't follow him back within 2 days, he unfollows them. And then
that's
the message.
I know that sounds like crazy, but like, I've definitely thought that before. I'll be like, oh, this person is cool. I'm cool. I'm verified. You're verified. Let's hang out. And then they don't get back to you. And you're like, well,
right.
It looks like the relationship ends here. I have before, but I don't try to do
that. No, what I do is if they're just a regular person that's not verified, right? I've had that where I follow them and they haven't followed me in years. And then I'll just start unfollowing them.
I've been getting peer pressured a lot lately. Like at the Laugh Factory, just like other people coming up, be like, yo, man, you got Instagram? I'm like, well, yes. And then they'll be like, so what's your name? But then they go to type in your name, but they've already searched your name. You're like, bitch, I fucking know. But then they do that, like where they kind of like, they show them following you. Like, yeah. I just follow you. And then you're like, well,
You silence. That's what I've been doing. I've been scrolling through the people that I'm following. And what do you call it when you
mute?
Mute them.
Mute.
Yeah.
I've been muting them. It's been very helpful.
Mm-hmm. I'm not being rude. I'm just trying to find the video of you scrolling through Instagram. I'm sorry, American Idol contestants, Kay.
Or can I back up this American Idol thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't fucking do that, by the way, okay?
Oops, there's four videos here I'm looking at.
All right, stop for a second. Right. Hold on. Let me just explain myself, all right? I'm sorry. It's Trevor, right? We're new friends, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I love American Idol, okay? So I admit it. I love any show where people can conquer their fear, right? When they get nervous and they were able to pull it off. It's inspirational to me.
100%.
Right? When people do that. And it makes me want to go out in the world and try
Right? I don't have a problem with that.
I'm not done. I'm not fucking done, all right? I'm not done,
nice
all right?
Nice framing.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. My beautiful lady.
Thank you, Jill.
So what I did was, there was two dudes on American Idol that I liked their auditions. So what I did was...
Oh, you're DMing off auditions? I thought you were talking about like final round.
No, dude.
But like you're like DMing them like, welcome to Hollywood. I'm the gatekeeper.
Shut the
bitch.
Fuck up, George. I love you. So I love it. No, that laugh was good.
Do you ever DM I'm the not people done. Who bomb?
No.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
So anyway, I fucking follow them, right?
Yeah.
And if I don't get
yeah, but their activity's popping because they're on the show that week.
I know, but
you gotta fall on an off
week. But the two dudes, they go, holy shit. Bobby Lee's following me?
Directly, they say
right,
that.
Right, so the DM, right? Uh-huh. And then I can read you the fucking exchange.
I just don't like how you're like, bro, if you need tips.
I know, I'm going to show you. I'm going to read you the fucking exchange I had. I'm going to plug these guys because I think they're fucking great guys.
Let me guess.
But can
is
we
it
just
Christian?
Make sure they get to like top 24 before you plug them?
Is it Christian Gordino, that guy?
No, I don't know. Hold on.
Well, Christian Gordino just got a plug. So,
all right, so here we go. No. There was one guy named Noah Thompson.
Yes, he's
how many followers he got?
Noah Thompson?
Yeah.
Has 7,000 followers.
All right, well, let's change the subject. No, what is it? So
So I go, great job. He goes, thank you, dude. I go, this is so gross.
He just said, thank you, dude. That's it?
No, because I said, great job on the, you know what I mean, on your audition.
Read everything.
Right, so this is so embarrassing, though.
Oh, I mean,
all right, so I go.
The fact that you watch American Idol.
This kid was really good, though.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I go, which kid? Yeah, this kid. So I go, honestly, just be yourself.
Oh, my God.
No!
Just let me finish. Stop this for a second, right?
Oh, my
honestly,
God,
honestly, just
man.
Be yourself.
They say never meet your heroes, dude.
I go, you've got it. Right?
Oh,
Hollywood and show business is bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Dude, these guys probably think you're trying to fuck.
Yeah. Predatory.
It's a little weird.
All right, I'm gonna delete it. Hold on.
So right. Predatory.
No, it's hilarious.
I go, forget the pressure and have fun and enjoy the experience. It keeps going.
What if he had no idea who you were and he's like, this guy is just really going off right now?
That's weird.
It's like, how do you know, dude?
So he goes, for sure. LOL. Appreciate that a lot, man. Coming from you. Feels good, right?
So he knows you.
I have to double down now, right?
Yep.
So if you have any questions, Mark, like I don't know anything about music or
like I'm telling you, this boy half expects to see a dick pic next.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So just send me a message. I'm a comedian, but I know things.
Oh my God.
You said that?
Oh my God.
This is literally like, you know when they do the Catch a Predator and they're reading the text?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It's like you said you are a 50-year-old comedian. Yeah. Is that right? You know?
Yeah.
Bone Town 69.
So.
That's not the only one.
I'm sweating.
That's not the only
amazing.
One. There's another guy.
So wait, what did he say back to that?
He goes, I watch yourself all the time, bro. Love everything you do. Definitely will. Thanks so much, man.
But did he follow you back?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was going to end.
This other guy now, Cole Hallman. He's from San Diego.
Nice.
He goes, is this actually Bobby Lee? Feels good. Did you just comment on my Instagram? Ha ha ha. What the hell? That's what he said.
Yeah.
I just watched podcast clips of you yesterday. Ha ha ha. Right?
Right.
Now here's a little monologue I do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking verified, bro.
You said I'm fucking verified, bro.
You know why he went the route?
You just lost phone privilege, Bobby. Put it on the counter.
I said kidding.
You know why you were rude? Because he was already praising you too much up front. You don't react well to people praising you.
All right, baby. Don't analyze. I'm just fucking reading the fucking thing, right?
You were thirsty for Noah's love. You weren't thirsty for
him. So I go, dude, American Idol is my favorite show, and my girlfriend and I loved you and Noah.
Oh, you threw me in there?
I had to. Because
make it sound like he's not as creepy.
Right.
My girlfriend.
You are authentic.
Girlfriend.
I go, you are authentic and super talented. Good luck, brother. If you need anything, we're here.
We?
Yeah,
he probably followed me.
He's
gonna
see you at the supermarket and be like, "I could actually use some help right now." And you're like, I don't have any spare change. I'm sorry.
But the reason why because here's what I don't like about American Idol: whenever somebody has a sad story, I fast forward it.
Oh Oh.
You know, like when they go, you know, my godmother just died a month ago. I don't give a shit.
But
when,
whenever they do the sad whenever they do the sad story, you know their audition's gonna go well. I want them to show the sad story and then they bomb.
Yes. And then the pressure of saying no to someone who just had a tragedy in their life.
Yeah, but it's like they show this whole thing, they're building it up, so when they do give the golden buzzer, it's this whole big ordeal. Mm. The golden buzzer, I'll tear up a little. I'll tear up.
Here's another thing.
That's a different show though.
So there's three ways they cheat.
Who?
That the contestants in any of these variety shows. They either have a sad story.
Uh-huh.
You're a kid. That's cheating. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you have a leg up.
Okay.
Right? And then if you have some sort of disability. Anyone has, right?
Or if you have all three of them.
That's
you're going to Hollywood, buddy.
Triple threat.
You don't even have to audition. They just do the golden buzzer.
You're like, hey, my name is... You're in.
Yeah. But one day, I wish I had a good voice so I would pretend. I would go audition. I'd have like... You know what I mean? I would do like Freddy Krueger makeup.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. With the crutches.
They give you a golden buzzer.
I was in a fire and sing. And then once I got the fucking, you know what I mean? The golden buzzer, I'd rip off my mask, take the fucking fuck you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And now people are DMing you. Just be yourself, Bobby. You got this.
Yeah. I have those fantasies, you know? But I love American Idol. And that was creepy. And I should not do that again.
Mm-mm.
Have you gotten... not message back from anyone you sent a message to? Because that would hurt.
Oh, yeah. He talks about it to this day. There was a girl on The Voice named Mariah. She's so talented. She was this rocker.
But there was a girl named Katie on The Voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Katie Caden.
And we're going to go to Katie Caden, and we're going to go to her show in 3 weeks. And that's,
I didn't get...
Yeah, I told you about it. You don't go to anything anyway. Every time I invite you to shit, you don't go. My point is that it does work, right? But there's been like... Just shut... But and that's, you know, Chloe Kohansky was another one. She's badass. Noah, another voice guy.
A lot of plugs tonight.
Noah did our podcast, and
we love him.
So that's how you do it. You go, hey, and if they don't respond, they don't like you.
It does feel good if somebody higher up. Like when I heard the shout on Bad Friends, I was like I got, that's the most message I got from a lot of people in a while about like, oh, did you see that you were on this or that? So that felt cool, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, I don't want to toot your little fucking horn.
Yeah, had you texted me what you said on Bad Friends? Yeah. A little different. I would have been, it's probably me, guys.
If I DM'd you, oh yeah, that would be weird. Yeah, you're right.
But voice memo. Trevor.
Voice memo.
Yeah. Be yourself, Trevor.
It's me, verified Bobby Lee. It's a check mark, you pussy bitch.
Okay, it's embarrassing, all right? It's embarrassing, but you know what? I'm okay with it.
I thought that story was hilarious.
Yeah, like, it's funny and it's weird. And I feel like I'm going to change.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that. So is that the thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so can I just say this too, Trev? We really had a good time with you here on the show.
This has been great.
Honestly.
It's been awesome.
We really had a good time with
you. I can't believe I'm a resident member on Tiger Belly.
Yeah, yeah. So, and next week. We would love to formally ask you back one day. Be in the rotation.
Am I a paid regular?
Yeah, you're a paid regular at Tiger Belly.
I would love to.
I really like you.
Thank you.
So at the end of our podcast, we do a thing called Unhelpful Advice.
Awesome.
And people email us problems, and we'll try to answer them.
Let's do it.
Unhelpful Advice with Trevor Wallace.
That's your voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Thanks, man. Hey, guys. My birthday is 4/20/93. There are times when people ask me what my birthday is, and when I tell them, sometimes the response is, hey, you have the same birthday as Hitler. Or, oh, 4/20, the day Columbine was shot up. And, of course, the response that every person has had a puff of weed says, cool B-Day. What should I say in response to the Hitler-Columbine massacre scenarios? Or should I? Can I get past this small pet peeve of mine? Or how do I get past this small pet peeve of mine?
Your birthday is 4/21.
Yeah.
Lie.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, exactly. It's that. You have another one?
Okay.
Just lie.
Just go to Cheesecake Factory. Oh, it's tomorrow. Not today.
Hey, guys, the weird
question. Also, no one's ever asked me, what's your birthday? Have you?
No, I think more so, what's your sign is more common.
Yeah.
What sign I mean, it's
Astrology.
Los Angeles. That's
LA. You know,
that's how they get your drink order. Like, and your sign is? Capricorn, we'll spit in it. There you go.
All right, so next question is from HS. When I'm eating, I lick food off my fingers if they get a little messy. I don't even think about it, and I've never had anyone say anything. My husband recently got back from being away from the military for over a year, and he immediately had a problem with it and has mentioned it a couple times asking me to stop. A guy he worked with in the last year who he didn't like licked his fingers while eating too, and he said me doing it reminds me of him. I'm a bit oversensitive right now, because I'm dealing with a lot of anxiety, but it really bothers me that he suddenly dislikes it so much. It makes me feel less comfortable around him, and I feel like I have to watch every little move I do. Am I being unreasonable to be upset? What should I do?
Coming from a finger licker, I mean, I fist my mouth. If I eat with my hands, number one, and I lick every one of my fingers.
So the husband essentially just doesn't like that?
Doesn't like
it. So coming from, there are people, this is why I don't break bread with anyone, just anybody. You know this, Gilb. I don't go out with, be like, oh, let's have lunch. I don't do casual lunches, brunches, none of that. It's only with people I know and only because I have a way of eating, and that is with whole, like, I do it with conviction.
Your eyes sometimes go cross-eyed too.
Right. I do it with conviction and full enjoyment, and I don't want the judgment.
Okay.
So
can you give me an example, like what a meal?
Like, for instance,
because I know, yeah, I think I've done the same, or like I've seen it.
Like,
yeah.
It's for instance, like I eat, we have, right, we're Asians. So there's always rice in a lot of our meals. I don't use a spoon. I don't use a fork. Or if I use a spoon, it's going to be in my right hand and I scoop it in this way.
Yeah.
But I like to get messy. I like to use my hands. I like to break the chicken. I like to do, it's just a
thing. We were in Cebu in the Philippines. She's half Filipino, right? That's where she grew up. We went on an island, and they had this gigantic table with a gigantic fish on it with a bunch of just...
Rice, yeah.
On top of the fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no utensils. You just grab it with your fingers.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And this lady, leave them.
What?
What?
That's her husband.
Doesn't matter. Leave.
I think there's a combination where you can kind of make it sexy. Like, you ever get hot Cheeto dust off your finger, you know, you got to get the dust, but then do a little quick little... like there's a way to like, yeah, but it's a weird thing to hate.
Yeah, but it's like there are certain things that she does that kind of annoy me.
Can you please name a couple?
Yeah. Say them right now.
Well, sometimes at 4 a.m. I'll look over.
Be careful.
And you sleep with your mouth open.
I have to, or else I'll die.
I know, but it still it still bothers me.
I have collapsed nasal.
You know what I mean?
I think this is what you do.
What?
Because I have collapsed nasal valves, so I can't breathe through my nose. Yeah. So if I don't sleep with my mouth slightly open, if I accidentally sleep with my mouth closed, I wake up in an episode and my heart kicks off.
Oh.
I think this is what you do.
But do you make a noise if your mouth is open?
I don't snore. No. I don't do anything.
It's just the fact that your mouth is open.
It's open like this. It's not even like that. It's like this. Like tiny
and that's bit. Enough so for Bobby to be like, fucking close.
You?
What? Well, no, name me something that I do that bothered you.
Your mouth isn't just open. You look like you should be unplugged from a ventilator. You're like.
Why is it so open?
Yeah. Okay.
It's so wide. Like 6 dicks could fit in there.
Do you snore or no?
Yes. Oh, that's how he sleeps. You're one to fucking talk.
I just gave an example.
Okay, name
I didn't need to get slammed. You know what I mean?
Name another.
No, I don't want to fight. You know. How about if I name something, you promise not to get mad?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I just feel like when I'm playing Tetris and stuff, right? And you know I'm playing Tetris.
I'm playing Tetris with you.
I know, but you're like, take the dogs out, right? And I'm in a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That bothers me too.
All right. Well, that's fair.
Okay,
Trevor. Your lady. Does your lady do anything that bothers you?
Yeah. Name so one. She, and this doesn't sound great, but she's a wonderful woman. She drools a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
like this, when you're talking?
No, like she's like laying down.
Yeah.
Like where? Like an angle. Like. Yeah. Yeah. But to get it up, like in a mouth, she's just like a little slow, like.
Oh, that noise!
But I'm not a big fan of it. But what am I gonna say? Like, fucking hey,
yeah,
stop drooling! All right,
yeah.
My dad had this thing where if you drank water and if you did the, it would drive him crazy.
Really? Mm. I see. For me, the slurping thing drives me nuts. Like when people have their cereal and they hit the slurp on it, or like when they crack a soda and do a slurp, like that's my biggest pet peeve ever. So when I found out she did that kind of slurp thing, I was like, baby, I love you. We gotta work through this. But I'm wearing earplugs around the house. Yeah.
I have a pet peeve.
Why?
When I'm in a Korean spa, I gotta go to this Korean spa.
Mm-hmm.
And Korean men will abruptly make a certain noise and it just irritates me. Like I'll be in the steam room and I'll hear it. It'd be completely silent. And all of a sudden I'll hear, aigu, 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 aigu.
But all older Koreans say that.
I know, but just out of nowhere.
But is it like from pain or is it?
No, it's like a stretching. Like, aigu, 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 aigu. It's always aigu, 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 aigu.
Because when your mom gets in the car, she does the aigu, aigu too.
Yeah, and I go, no, what the fuck is aigu? You know what I mean?
I think
just go, ow, ow.
But what is it from? It's just like,
I don't know what it, yeah, it's like that. Okay. It's like, oh, I'm stretching, but it's more, I go. You know, I don't like it.
Wow.
It just bothers me.
Wow.
About the licking, here's the thing. About
I don't like utensils hitting the back of the teeth.
Okay.
Like if you're spooning something and it goes clank.
Oh, I don't you hear it or when you
when
do
you
it?
Hear it.
Oh.
I don't like metal chopsticks.
Oh.
Mm.
So how do you feel about chopsticks with the rubber bands and it was like the.
Oh, the trainer ones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dad, that makes me so mad.
Dude, that's my whole childhood. I mean, like, look at me.
All right.
Look at me.
All right, okay. Can you do chopsticks now?
Yeah. I'm
okay,
good. With it. Yeah, you just stab the.
Yeah.
No, I can do it.
Yeah. So what I do is, so she likes to lick her fingers, right?
Yeah.
This is what I do. I get raw denim. You know, raw denim. You don't wash.
Mm-hmm.
But to make raw denim look good, you smear food on it.
Really?
Yeah. He's looking at him shaking. Right. So this is what I do when I'm eating. Like I purposely eat stuff with my hand, and I'll just wipe it. And it just has a cool sheen.
Wow.
It smells like shit, right? And super dirty, but it looks dope.
You kind of just smell like Whataburger.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's another thing I have a pet peeve with, the smell of scalp.
Scalp?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Someone's.
How's my scalp?
When you don't wash your hair every day, it bothers me.
Don't look at me, man. I don't know how to get you out of that one.
Do you wash your hair every day?
Not every day.
Thank you.
But I'm 6 feet, so not a lot of people are near my scalp.
That's a good point.
No, because my girlfriend's shorter than me, and if I hug her, and you know, I'm nose level. If I wanted, I could get some scalp if I wanted a quick little sniff. But,
yeah.
But you know,
maybe just smell the hair part, not the scalp.
No, but scalp is a very thick aroma to me.
Oh. Well, okay. You know what I don't like? The dirty pussies. Your pussy's pretty dirty. Anywho,
I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. You have any plugs?
Yeah. I also have a podcast called Stiff Socks. And then I'm on
I'm
tour
so
right
jealous
now.
Jealous of that name.
Stiff Socks.
Yeah. You do it with
Michael Blauson.
And he's a foot expert.
He's a foot fetish guy.
Yes, we want. I have so many questions for him.
He's no, like I thought it was like a bit. I thought he was leaning into it. He's like for real. Like
you guys have guests?
Yeah. We'd love to have.
You never asked on.
See, this is
because you're up here, Bobby. You're I feel like I have one shot to be like, would you do my podcast? And then you're like, this fucking kid, all right? Yeah. But now we're friends, and you're booked for tomorrow.
I want to say
Bobby,
something.
Bobby, you're booked for tomorrow.
I could do it this week or next
you
week.
You want to do it tomorrow?
I'll do it next week.
Look at this.
Movie. I promise I'll do it next week.
You just pulled it, man.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll do it next week.
I did what the people do to me to be like, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, what were we saying?
I'll do it next week. But I want to say this. You're a part of our family, and we're every time you have my number now, if you ever need anything, you know what I mean? If you ever need any advice, I'm going to just, you know, read you what I told.
Wait, let him plug his dates first.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we got a bunch of dates. When does this air, by the way?
Next week.
Next week. Awesome. Yeah, so the next week, that Thursday on the 24th of March, I'm in New York City, the Town Hall, Boston, the Wilbur, two shows, and then North Carolina, Atlanta, Buffalo, Toronto, Huntington, not selling. Long Island's not moving. So if you guys got a big Long Island base, turn up. Philadelphia, Baltimore, San Diego.
Which one? American Comedy Company, or are you doing the theater?
It's a theater out there.
Yeah.
And then finishing off in Los Angeles, May 20th. So Trevor Walls Comedy.
So guys, I want to, anyone listening to me right now, I'm telling you right now, go see him, because he'll get to a point one day where he's going to do gigantic places, and you know, you might not be able to get tickets. So go see him now, this kid on the rise. He's so good.
All right. Appreciate that.
Give him a round of applause.
Yeah, very nice. Thanks.
I don't like it now. Record. Why, what happened?
What happened? I want to know everything.
What?
Wait, hang on. Tell me when.
Recording.
I saw the car and it seemed cheap.
Sweetie, honestly,
yeah.
I think
now seeing it in the world, I didn't. I only saw it in the like, because when you go on a lot, they're all next to each other. You have nothing to compare it to. But now I looked at it. There's cars around. You know, other cars parked. I looked at my car, your car. And I go, yeah.
No, I honestly, sweetie, yeah. I think you should get it.
This one.
You know what? I'm going to get it in spite of you. You just fucked up. You don't think I'm going to get it now? I'm going to fucking get it.
I've never wanted you to get a car so bad in my life.
I'm going to get that car.
You Thank have you. To
get yeah, yeah.
Please.
You called the guy.
Please.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anyway.